If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I used to do a lot of man fasts. The reason I would do them was because men were my biggest distractions. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And you guys, I hope you had a good weekend. Yes, I was not here last week. I was not present with you guys. I did not record an episode last week. I wanted to give you guys warning, but I actually forgot. And then by the time I remember, it was too late to warn you. So I was like, you know, I'll just tell them after I record this week. So yes, I probably mentioned it, probably did not, but for 7 years, I believe, I was self-employed and inflation started inflationing. So I went back to a 9-to-5. So trying to balance this with the 9-to-5 as well as like side hustles is a lot. And anyone who knows feels me. But I do eventually want to do an episode on like why I went back to a 9-to-5 and all the emotions that come along with that, because it was a big transition and it was a lot. Even what it took for me to even get up to that point, because a part of me felt like a failure for going back to a 9-to-5, because usually it's really societal things. Like all of the societal messaging is so stupid and it will have you feeling like you're behind in life. You're doing something wrong. If you're not an entrepreneur, you're losing. If you're not a millionaire by now, you're losing. When most of us, if you look at the numbers, most of us ain't none of that, right? So that's a whole nother story for another day. Don't want to get into that today. Today, I want to talk about what is a man fast. So we're going to get into that. But before I get into that, definitely want to just touch base on Bumble. I did do a post about it, but I mean, y'all my family. So Bumble done lost their mind. Bumble, if you guys have not seen it, Bumble has a post, well, a billboard going around, more than one billboard. That's saying, let me not misquote it. Let me look at it. Let me look at it straight from the horse's mouth. So Bumble has a billboard that says, you know full well, a vow of celibacy is not the answer. So basically, they're encouraging people who sign up for their app. Okay. So I have a marketing mind as well. So I think their goal was not to turn away people who are celibate. I think their goal was, let people know it's okay not to be celibate, right? Because if you think, okay, celibacy is the answer, but then you see this billboard, you driving down the street on a day you decided to be celibate, you see this billboard, you probably think it's a sign. You probably like, oh, well, maybe that ain't the answer for me. Maybe I do need to go on Bumble and get me some sex. Yeah, it sounded stupid to me too. Like, what? But again, I'm not mad because I like directness. I like an app telling me that I don't need to be on it. And I got a Bumble story anyway. First and foremost, I'm pretty sure I probably told this. Maybe I haven't. My memory, I'm about to be 35. So I'm at that age where y'all gonna hear double stories. I'm gonna ask questions that I probably answered already. Y'all just gotta get used to it. I'm sorry. But anyway, so I was on Bumble in 2022, and this is when I got off and stayed off forever. I haven't been back on since. So I met this guy, and we matched, and we were talking on Bumble for like 24 hours, and then he asked me for my number. Since he was cool, I was like, all right, cool. I gave it to him. So we texting, we having a good time. We get on the phone. We having a good time on the phone. Then I get off the phone. He does something that I enjoy. He was like, I told him, I said, man, I'm so hungry. He's like, you ain't ate yet? I said, no. And he said, oh, I'm finna DoorDash you some food. Now, my hunger behind, I done gave this man my address to DoorDash. He could be a stalker. I don't know. But, you know, the Lord protected me. That's neither here nor there. I'm going to continue with my story. You mind your business. Because when you get hungry and somebody offer you food, your brain probably be excited too. Anyway, so he sends me the food. I eat the food. We talk during the day. And then I think at night, I went out. And so while I'm out, he's like, can I call you? So I was leaving. I said, yeah, I'm going to call you when I leave this spot. So I called him on the way home and I'm thinking this is going to be a chill call. Well, the way my world operates, it's never like I literally be looking around for the camera because the way my world works, it's always something. So he's like, I got something to tell you. I got something to ask you. And I say, what you got to ask me? And he says, well, I know someone that you know and he told me something about you and I want to know if it's true. So I'm like, squinting my eyes, wondering what could somebody have told you about me? So I said, okay, what's up? He was like, so you celibate, right? And I said, yeah, what's up? Oh man, I can't believe it. I knew it was too good to be true. The first girl I met in a while gotta be celibate. That's crazy. So basically, he was mad because I was celibate and basically looking at that as a flaw, which some people do. A lot of people do. I'm not crazy. I've been celibate for a long time, so I understand how this world operates. We live in a society that is over-sexualized, and most people want sex within the first 48 hours of meeting you. Most people out here giving sex within the first 4 hours of meeting somebody. Like, it's crazy out here, so I'm not oblivious to that fact, right? Now, you're probably thinking, well, why didn't you tell them up front? Honestly, that ain't nobody's business, because here's my thing. If I was having sex, if I still wouldn't be having sex with you because I don't know you like that, why am I telling you what my coochie's doing? It's none of your business. Some people are different. Some people want to tell you up front. Some people want to just basically put it on their profile because that's one argument. He said, well, why you didn't put that on your profile? I'm just like, I'm not comfortable with that. Like, and you're probably thinking, well, you tell people on your Instagram. I do, but I have a following. I have a following. I have people who are part of my community and those people support me. And also, if I don't want to hear y'all comments, I can turn the comments off. I can block y'all. Like, so it's different. My platform is meant to help. But when I'm dating in my personal life, those things are separate. So if I'm using my celibacy to help somebody else, that's one thing. That's what I'm called to do. But if I'm out here dating in these streets, I don't feel the need to tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry, oh, by the way, we just met. It's our first date. I'm celibate. Like, no. Because most times I don't even get to that conversation because me and dude don't even make it. We may not even make it on the first date, right? But I'm not ashamed of my celibacy at all. So when he asked me, of course, I was like, yeah, and what? So I said all that to say, I'm not surprised that Bumble has put out this ad because of the type of men they got on their app anyway. So I'm not shocked. That was my experience and that was my last time on Bumble. So it's very hilarious that it's 2 years later and this is the ad they putting out. So if you are a woman and you are celibate, I feel like Bumble may not be the app for you because they're kind of setting themselves up for the target audience of people who want to hook up, of people who don't want to seek celibacy. I'm not saying that they're looking for just hookup culture, but I don't think they realize that they're pushing hookup culture because a lot of people want sex. That don't mean they just want sex, but a lot of people want sex, right? So if you know you're somebody who I'm waiting for marriage, I'm waiting until I get a relationship, I don't want to move that quick, then Bumble may not be for you. But there are several other options of dating apps. So don't fret, my pet. Like, do not. But anyway, yeah, I just thought that was crazy. Then I lost their mind. But anyway, what is a man fast? So in my 20s, a lot, I would do man fast. So a man fast is basically a fast of men. Like when you fast for Lent, you fast, you probably do the Daniel fast or you probably give up meat. You probably give up all, like some people just give up like red meats or chicken and they just eat salmon. And I don't know why I think seafood is salmon, but you all seafood is salmon. You know what I mean? You probably just eat seafood or you do the Daniel fast where you give up meat completely. and cook foods and you just do raw vegetables, no processed food, or you, I'm trying to think of other things you fast. Some people fast social media. Some people fast TV. Some people fast coffee. All of these things. Fasting is to detox your mind. Most of the time, people do fast to get some type of clarity, to get some type of answer to something, to get some sort of revelation. So that's what I used to do back in the day. I used to do a lot of man fast. The reason I would do them was because men were my biggest distractions. Men used to be the biggest thing that took me off my game in life. So when I would date, I was so emotionally invested. I was so emotionally tied to the result of each person that I would be shaken up if it did not end how I wanted to end, or if it did not pace how I wanted it to pace, or if they didn't want me how I wanted to want them. Like, I would be messed up. So often when I would get so caught up emotionally, I would go on a man fast. Even times when I was past those emotional moments, I would still do man fast because I felt like I was stuck in a pattern, right? In moments in life where I felt like, I keep meeting the same type of guy. The last 4 to 5 guys I've dated have been very similar. Something is funky. Something funky is going on here. How can I decipher what's really going on? So let me go on a man fast and take a step back so that I can regroup and come back stronger and better. Okay? Because the point of a man fast is not to eliminate men completely. It's just to get the clarity, the revelation that you need in order to re-enter the dating process more confidently, more clearly, and just to feel better about yourself, period, right? So I would go on these man fasts, right? Because they're necessary sometimes. And I feel like we're in a weird space. A lot of women are opting out of dating completely. And I feel like that's an extreme overcorrection, because I do understand what the initial purpose of decentering men is. I've talked about this before. So decentering men, I feel like the first purpose of that, the original purpose of that, was to say, your life does not revolve around a man. So go get your degree, go get your house, go get your life, and the men gonna be there. Because if you solely base that off of men and you're defined by men, then what happens when you don't get married? Or what happens when you get married and have kids and your kids go off? Then you feel like your only identity is a mom and a wife. Like, you have to figure out who you are aside from a man, right? So I feel like that was the initial point or goal of decentering men, but it has become women just saying, F men altogether, I'm just gonna be by myself, be single, and it's okay. Now, some women are okay with that, but I know a lot of women who follow me are not okay with that, even if they act like they are. There are a lot of women who are acting as if they're joining this, oh, F men, oh, I'm decentering men tribe, because they're mad at a man, or they're mad at how their last dating situation went. So instead of just taking a breather and jumping back out there, they're basically saying F men forever. And deep down, a lot of people know that's not truly what they want to do. Now, if it's truly what you want to do, I'm not talking to you. But if it's not, and deep down, you know, you really do want companionship, you really do want somebody, then it's okay to take a step back, but come back. But here are a few issues. Well, not even a few issues. Here are a few things that I see women doing that will trigger me to believe that you probably need a man fast, okay? So I got my little notes, so y'all bear with me. So here are the biggest issues I see with women in dating. Number one, I already mentioned, overcorrection. An overcorrection is when you correct a thing, but you do it so far where it actually becomes a detriment rather than you do it so far that it becomes a bad thing rather than a good thing. Kind of like I talked about, like, this whole decentering men thing, and people are just so far left with it and saying, oh, I'll never do that again. It's just like, So it's kind of like your type. A lot of people, when they get so used to dating this type of guy, and they're like, okay, you know, I usually date men who are over 6 feet, who are light skinned, and who are X, Y, and Z. So then, or who are bad boys. So what you do is you go out and you overcorrect and you're like, I'm never dating anyone over 6 feet. I'm never dating anyone light skinned again. I'm never dating anyone who's a bad boy. And you overcorrect to the point where it's so far left that it don't even make sense anymore, right? And it's no longer beneficial, but you're doing that to guard yourself. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-Grainger, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're making decisions from a guarded place, honestly, you probably won't make a good decision. I know we feel like, oh, if I guard myself and keep my walls up, then that means I'm protected. Yeah, you might be, but also that trauma is on you. You have a scent. So you might end up consistently attracting that type of person because that trauma is sitting on you. It's sitting on you. So you might do better if you don't overcorrect, but you actually look at that situation, try to find a common denominator on, okay, why do I keep attracting these type of men? What are the type of men I keep attracting? How can I break this cycle? Okay, once I break this cycle and I realize that the issue is not the physical look of the man that I'm dating, the issue is more of the internal thing. I keep dating men who are noncommittal. Why do I keep doing that? I keep dating men who are emotionally unavailable. Why do I keep doing that? Fix it from the root. Don't overcorrect just to avoid everything, because overcorrection is really just avoidance. So I see a lot of women doing some overcorrection and then it makes them bitter. Who wants that life? Because if you're single and content and you're happy, that's the goal. But if you're not, you're single, you're miserable, you're bitter, you're annoyed, you hate men, that's not good. It's not good at all. That's overcorrection. You need to figure out, okay, what's the root of this problem and how did I get here? Okay, so I see that happening a lot. The second thing I see is too much noise. Going back to the whole Bumble example, listen, that's noise. Because again, if you were someone who decided on yesterday, I think celibacy is the answer, and you see this post, you might start questioning if celibacy is the answer for you because of the noise. So we really have to check what goes in our eye and our ear gates, because I always say this, what we're seeing online, that's only like 10% of the population. Because when I go on dates, I'm not talking about what's being brought to nobody's table. I'm not talking about who makes what. I'm talking about what TV shows you like, what appetizer we finna order, and what's up with the Kendrick and the Drake beef, because Kendrick done whooped Drake real bad and I love BBL Drizzy. And that ain't even Kendrick. So we have to watch what goes in our eye and our ear gates. And I feel like if you are someone who wants a particular something, you need to start listening to that particular something that you want. For someone who wants marriage, you need to start listening to more podcasts, more watching more movies, more books, read more books about marriage. If you're someone who wants to be in a relationship, start watching, listening to podcasts and stuff about that. If you are somebody who wants to start a business, start listening to podcasts, watching TV about legitimate business people, not these people who say you can make $500 in 500 minutes. No. Okay. No. But you get what I'm saying. You have to watch what goes in your eyes and your ear gates, because all of that noise will confuse you. And I can tell a lot of y'all out here confused, because a lot of y'all jumping on certain bandwagons that don't make sense. It makes me think about these stupid lists that were going around about like what first date don't take a woman to, about how you say, oh, I want the soft life, or you say things like, oh, I want traditional, I want this, that, because you're hearing a noise all the time. But you have to sit down and figure out, what is it that you want? What is that? Because honestly, the whole conversation about, oh, I want someone who he got to pay everything and all that stuff like that, I don't necessarily agree, but that's me. If someone came in and said they wanted to, oh yeah, for sure. I love it. But it's not a deal breaker if he doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like a 60-40, him 60, me 40, I'm cool with that. If it's a 70-30, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? Even if it's like 50-50, I'd be a little confused. But like, I'm cool with that. What I'm saying is, just because the noise said I need to adopt this thing, if that's truly not how I feel, I'm not going to adopt that thing. So y'all got to figure out what it is that you want and would be happy with in your soul, in your body, in your spirit, in your mind, and go with that. Stop going with what everybody else going with. Baby, I love a coffee date. Y'all talk about a coffee date? I don't know. I have friends who don't. I do. I like coffee. Let's go on a coffee date. I don't care. I don't look at it like it's nothing wrong with that. Like, come on. So too much noise. Way too much noise. Number three, confused about how to move. You know, I think a lot of people in these dating streets are confused about how to move, because we have an influx of men who are no longer approaching women outside. We have a fear because there are a lot of men who have become dangerous and hate women. So that's strange. A lot of people don't want to go on dating apps. We just have a lot going on. So it's just a very weird space in dating right now. So you're just confused about like how to move. If I want somebody, how do I even go about getting it, right? So I think I see that as being a huge issue. And I know for me, I say do what's comfortable. Do what's comfortable for you. Like, if you feel like going out and meet somebody just the old-fashioned way is comfortable, then do that. But practice locking eyes with people. Because I know us, if you anything like me, I am shy. If I see somebody cute walking down the hall, the last thing I'm doing is staring that man in his face. Most likely, the awkwardness and the shyness in my body is going to look him in the face and then look away quickly. And then look down until he passed me by and hope that he talks to me. Then remember that I just looked away. Insane. So practice your flirtation, practice how to show interest if that's what you're thinking, right? But understand that how you move is, it just needs to be comfortable for you, right? Now I say get a little bit out of your comfort zone. If you've never walked up to a guy ever before, I'm not telling you to walk up to him on the biggie. How you doing? What's your name? What's your sign? I'm not telling you to do all that. But maybe make yourself close to him. Maybe, you know, make eye contact and say, I like your shirt. And see what he do. I like your tie. See what he do. I'm just trying to get, because we're just in a different day and age. So sometimes you got to adopt new systems. Okay? Can't be doing the same thing. Go outside. Sis, if you ain't on dating apps, but you don't go out, how you gonna meet? Like, I'm sorry, Amazon folks, they don't deliver men. I told you, I checked. So, it's just, people are confused on how to move. Number four, shaky standards. Y'all standards be shaky. Y'all do not be standing on business. Y'all do not be standing on business. Because I be having folks around me or be seeing situations where a chick a name five thing. I want a man of God. I want a man with no kids. I want a man who love his mama. I want a man who got a career. I want a man who like long walks in the park. And then she tell me, or I see it 2 weeks later, she dating. Well, him and his mama don't get along. He don't go to church. He know how to spell God. And he got three kids and three different baby mamas, but he do like long walks in the park. Your standards are shaking. Your standards are non-existent. Like, what are we talking about? I told y'all, your standards are, according to Pastor Darius Daniels, the least you're willing to accept. Meaning that whatever, this is the bar. You can't go no less than this. So everything up here, even if it's somebody right here that's just status quo, cool, but you can't go under here. Y'all don't be standing on these standards. Y'all don't be standing on business. And then you go into the relationship, give them every benefit of every doubt, every red flag, all of these things, just because you got a little anxious, you got a little lonely. You just wanted somebody in the picture. And I get it. But no, y'all got to start standing on business. That's another issue I see why y'all out here struggling. And then lastly, not knowing what you want. And when you do, not knowing how to get there. It's a lot of people who say they want one thing, but then they look at society and then feel like, get discouraged, feel like I can't get that. So I'm going to just accept this. That's one thing that I see. And if that is the issue, then baby, you don't know what you want. Or you know what you want, but you don't know how to get there. So you just like, you know what? I won't move anywhere. Like, I won't do nothing. I won't even date. I won't go. Like, come on. Or you will be afraid to voice what you really want or anything. Like, no, you have to be okay with what you want. Be confident enough to know that what you want exists and move in a way where you can have that. By understanding that you are a great catch and you can do this, okay? And if you are struggling in dating because of any of the five reasons that I just named, then guess what? Maybe you need to go on a man fast, okay? And so I'm dropping a 21-day man fast that is starting. I ain't even got my calendar together, y'all. Hold on. A 21-day man fast that is going to start on Memorial Day, actually, on May the 25th. So I'm going to go live on Instagram every Monday during this 21-day man fast, and we're going to talk about it. So the setup of this is going to be, yeah, I'm coming, y'all. I got notes. The setting of it is going to be, number one, we're going to establish the why. What is your why? Why do you need this man fast? What revelations are you looking for? Where did things go wrong? Where did you start to get a little hazy? Where did you start to have loose standards? Where did you start to overcorrect? Second week, we're going to release it. We're going to tear down everything that we realize and recognize in week two. And then three, we're going to rebuild. We're going to rebuild your confidence. We're going to rebuild your clarity. We're going to rebuild your worth. We're going to rebuild your dating life and your expectations, your standards, all of this. We're rebuilding it, okay? And guess what? This 21-day man fast is 100% free. You just got to sign up. Because when you sign up, we're going to get a little community going. We're going to be on lives. We're going to be having a good time. I need to remind y'all we're going on live because you know y'all going to forget. Yes. And if you're on TikTok, I'm going to be on TikTok on Tuesday nights going live. Okay? Because that's how we rocking it. That's how we giving it up. Okay? Now, although the 21-day man fast is free, if you would like a 21-day man fast ebook that will give you journal prompts to deeply go into these revelations, that's $21. Because for $1 a day, you can keep the dusties away, okay? Because I want y'all standards high. I want y'all standards high, your confidence high, your heels high, and I want your dusty number low, okay? So if you follow along, so a lot of the stuff I'm going to be talking about is going to be in the journals, but you won't know how to actually combat these things unless you get the journal. So for $1 a day, you can keep a dusty away. Now, I'm about to drop these pre-orders because the journal will not be ready and released and sent to you because it is an e-journal. It's not physical. It's an e-journal. It will be ready on May 25th. So for the pre-orders, they're only $14.99. So you can get the you can sign up today. You can pre-order today for $14.99 for the ebook, and it's going to be ready on the 26th, Sunday the 26th. Your ebook's going to be ready. So just get them, get your mind right, get ready for this 21-day man fast, okay? So I said a lot already. Next week, I'm going to cover the benefits of a man fast because you got to understand what is in it for you. How are you going to come out on the other side in this man fast? Because, baby, I got stories. I've done several man fasts. And, baby, I got stories. I be unraveling things, breaking down patterns, and I want this for you. So sign up today for the 21-day man fast for absolutely free. If you want the ebook with the journals, go ahead and cop those on a pre-order for $14.99, or you can wait till they drop on the 26th for $21. $1 away, keep that dusty away. $1 a day, keep a dusty away. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to help y'all keep dusties away. Again, the goal of the man fast is not to eliminate men from your life. It is to do a detox from men so that you can come back stronger, more clear, and more confident about your dating. Because a lot of y'all is lost out here in these streets. Y'all don't know where to start. Y'all don't know how to start. And I want to help y'all out. Okay? Well, until next time, that has been all for me. I love y'all. Subscribe, like, comment, leave 5 stars on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. If you can't leave 5 stars, don't leave none at all. Don't be messing up my score because you want to be rude, okay? All right, till next time. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.